I'm glad you've tuned in today. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 1. I'm going to be reading from verse 35 of chapter 1. Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following him and said, "What do you seek?" And they said unto him, "Rabbi, where dwelleth you?" And Jesus said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Andrew was one of the apostles of Jesus Christ. He was the first to follow Jesus. He was the first apostle to hear those immortal words, "Come," and he did. He was the first to walk with Jesus, to talk with Jesus, to have a conversation with Jesus. Oh, what a privilege it must have been. I think that Andrew never forgot that day as he walked down that dusty road to where Jesus dwelt. Andrew had been one of John's disciples before he became a disciple of Christ. We first meet him not in Galilee, where he lived, but in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, some 50 or 60 miles from his home. John the Baptist was preaching and baptizing there. And as a Jew, Andrew, with a mind filled with Old Testament prophecies, was looking for daybreak through the gloom. And from this rugged preacher called John, who preached in the wilderness, Andrew heard teaching far different from that of the scribes to which they were accustomed. The synagogue ministry was cold, formal, and lifeless. But here in the wilderness, was a fearless preacher, tearing to tatters the priestly preaching. He was preaching the necessity of repentance to the religious leaders to whom holiness was an abstract term. The hypocrites were rebuked as John the Baptist preached his searching doctrine and told of one far greater than himself who was just about to come. Young Andrew, as a seeker after truth, was aroused. The enthusiasm of hope possessed his soul as the voice in the wilderness announced the good news of the coming of the Lamb of God. And as John the Baptist preached repentance, he preached it with special reference to the coming of Christ. As his forerunner, he prepared his way. Andrew had waited for the Messiah, not superstitiously, but actively and in living faith, and was anxious to be prepared to enter into his service. His faith of instinct opens out into the faith of experience as the memorable day comes for Andrew's first sight of the Messiah, the one of whom he had read in the ancient scroll and heard about from the lips of John the Baptist. Expectations was now to be fulfilled. Thereafter, Andrew would date everything back to the first session that he had with Jesus. What conversations they had when he was with Jesus that first day, we're not told. But Andrew, who was to spend many days with him afterwards, never forgot those first hours, which marked the crises in his spiritual history. What Philip learned from Jesus that first day convinced him that he was indeed the promised Lamb of God. From that secret, never-to-be-forgotten conversation, Andrew believed and returning home with a soul ablaze, said to his friends, "We have found the Messiah." Having found joy and peace in believing, Andrew immediately proceeds to tell others the story. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.